I can only imagine how terrifying it must be to wake up in the middle of the night to find a river running through your house. Years of memories, cherished possessions, heirlooms and wedding gifts, CDs, DVDs and photo albums all ruined or washed away. Our own relative powerlessness as human beings to prevent or even to predict disaster can leave us feeling pretty strung out, especially in areas where the same disaster seems to strike frequently and always with a huge amount of disruption. I feel quite sure that nobody observing the beleaguered communities of Cumbria this last week would begrudge them a bitter or cynical sigh. My sympathies wholeheartedly go out to those for whom Storm Desmond has wreaked havoc. And yet the stories which consistently appear on our televisions or in our newspapers are stories of a community well versed in expressing deep concern for neighbour. Perhaps, as is often claimed, people are just friendlier up north. But perhaps getting stuck in and helping a friend or neighbour in their time of need is some kind of second nature now for a community that has faced the unthinkable on numerous occasions. On the 15th of January 2009, Captain Chesley B. Sullenberger performed an unpowered emergency landing of his jet plane on the Hudson River in New York. Afterwards, he made the humble but insightful observation that he and other air crews practiced for this eventuality so often that they just knew what to do and executed it. As I reflect on these things during this season of Advent, I'm struck by the way that our human responses to the pain and suffering of another and our ability to perform a deep concern for others is perhaps more of a practiced art than we think. The more we do it, the more we are somehow able to do it. So what if the entrance of God into the world as a human baby in the person of Jesus Christ is less sentimental and more deliberate than we think? What if the other-centered love we see expressed in the birth of Jesus at Christmas time has been practiced for ages past? What if the other-centered love of the Cumbrian communities is a reflection of God's eternal love expressed in his Son? And what if the kindness that keeps not only Cumbria, but the whole world afloat, is the everlasting and other-centered love expressed in the birth of Jesus?